There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Literary Soundtrack.
Oh, when Yvette was talking about the books that we spoke about today, I forgot to mention as well that the show is podcasted like all the other shows, and it will go up either this evening or tomorrow morning, so you can check out the show if you missed any of it and always catch up with Talking of Books. Now, Literary Soundtrack. This week it's a song that was released in 1974. Now, believe it or not, we did Diamonds Are Forever last week with the Ian Fleming connection.
Mm-hmm. It's very diamondy.
And I didn't realise until yesterday that I'd chosen Diamond Dogs by David Bowie and that there was a diamond link. So I think I've got diamonds on the brain.
Yeah, he's hinting for your wish list for gifts, Annabelle, here.
Always. They're never that
She'll sparkly. Take the diamonds.
Yeah, not cubic zirconia.
Absolutely not.
So we are talking about David Bowie's Diamond Dogs on Literary Soundtrack today. The album of the same name, Diamond Dogs, was Bowie's attempt at a post-apocalyptic soundscape after the George Orwell estate refused him the rights to 1984 for a TV musical. Did you know this?
No, but I might be with the George Orwell estate on this one. Yep. Okay. Yep.
You can hear more like explicit Orwell references through songs like Big Brother, We Are the Dead, and of course there is one called 1984. Very obvious connection there. But 1984 wasn't the only work of science fiction that went into the Diamond Dogs album. I had in my mind, he said, this kind of half Burroughs, Wild Boys and 1984 world, he said. There were these ragamuffins, but they were a bit more violent than ragamuffins. I guess they staggered through from A Clockwork Orange as well. So you've got a bit of Anthony Burgess in there as well with A Clockwork Orange. Now, in the song Diamond Dogs, there's a character called Halloween Jack who lives on top of an abandoned skyscraper, and you hear it in the line Manhattan Chase. For example, that's the One Chase Manhattan Plaza building. So it's set in a post-apocalyptic Manhattan. And when you play it, see if you can hear the Orwell and Burgess references. If the lyrics make little sense, that's also kind of the point, apparently. And I'd often wondered at the lyrics in his songs, because I don't know about you, Yvette, but you listen to them and you think you can actually make out the words, but you can't really make out
what they mean.
I love Bowie.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of songs like that, aren't there? Let's face it. You've got the old Bohemian Rhapsody, you've got...
But Bowie in particular.
MacArthur Park, Cakes Melting in the Rain, what's all that about? Yeah.
And I found out why as well.
Go on.
It wasn't just him.
Enlighten me.
So apparently he used to make them a bit meaningless on purpose, which would make them even more obscure. And the most famous early example of him doing this is in fact on the Diamond Dogs album. So what he did was he used a cut-up method. He got scissors, took them to the text, and then slips of paper were drawn at random. So, and if you'd like to know more about that, there's a great New Yorker article titled The Beautiful Meaninglessness of David Bowie, if that subject interests you. And if it doesn't, just have a listen to the song that we're about to play. This is Diamond Dogs by David Bowie.
This ain't nothing, no! This is genocide! Yeah.
there's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.